To Canberra now, and another political career has been abruptly ended by the citizenship saga, with the Nick Xenophon's team, Skye Kokoschke-Moore, resigning from Parliament this afternoon. She's the first to fall under the new disclosure process introduced by the government last week. Our political reporter Tom Iggulden is in Canberra and explains what the problem is with Skye Kokoschke-Moore's citizenship.
Well, like most caught up in this saga, Dominique, the problem here is British citizenship. Skye Kokoschke-Moore is now the sixth of nine disqualified under this process to have been done so through British citizenship. Her mother was born in Singapore, then a British colony to British parents, which is different to the other five who have been brought undone by British parents. That was through their fathers. She said she never suspected that she did have British citizenship because she checked some years ago when she was a child, tried to get a British passport through her father, but that wasn't granted. But when the government introduced this new process last week, this disclosure process, she went back, had another check with the Home Office, got a reply later on Friday saying that yes, through her mother, she is indeed a British citizen. She's not someone who, it has to be said, was talked about widely as someone who would fall under these citizenship issues. It just shows you how unpredictable this whole process is, Dominic, going forward, and probably will be for some time.
And I understand there's some uncertainty about who exactly will replace her in the Senate.
That's right. In previous cases like this, there's been a countback ordered by the High Court. But that is going to be slightly tricky in this situation. The Nick Xenophon team ran four candidates at the last election for the Senate. Three were elected. Tim Storer was the one who wasn't elected. But he's since quit the party in a bit of a huff after he failed to replace Nick Xenophon himself. He voluntarily quit some time ago. So the countback wasn't required in that situation. And that says, Nick Xenophon today, does open up a bit of a legal grey area. The party is now seeking legal advice about its options in terms of who will replace Senator Kokoschke-Moore. And here's what Nick Xenophon had to say a little while ago.
There are issues here about him not being a member of the party. And so I think at this stage it is unclear what the position is, but our initial advice is that there are some important legal issues that need to be determined, and it is uncharted legal territory.
That's former Senator Nick Xenophon. Now, of course, it's been another action-packed day in politics. The Prime Minister's called for a review into religious protections surrounding same-sex weddings. What can you tell us about that, Tom?
Well, this review, Dominic, is to be led by former long-serving Minister Philip Ruddock. Now, as people who have been following this debate will be no doubt aware, Conservatives have raised a lot of concerns about the protection of religious freedoms as we do move forward with what seems all but inevitable legalisation of same-sex marriage. Now, that is running somewhat separate to the debate that's happening here in Parliament over that members' bill. But nonetheless, this review will give people of that view an opportunity to air their concerns and look at what ways they could be addressed, presumably after the bill is carried sometime this year. As to the precise process, though, Dominique, even Mr Ruddock seems a little bit hazy on those sorts of questions. Here's what he had to say a little while ago.
You would invite written submissions from people who have considered the matter. And if you come to a view that you need to flesh those out, you may bring people in to meet with you. You may do it in broader meetings. I haven't yet determined that. I don't think it's a matter for me to determine alone.
Former Minister Philip Ruddock speaking there. And Tom, what's been the reaction to news of this review?
Well, the main concern is that this review could hold up the parliamentary debate here legalising same-sex marriage. So there's been cautious support, though, nonetheless, that proviso being that this doesn't hold up the debate. I think there's been respect shown to those who do have concerns in this area, and even the opposition leader today, Bill Shorten, has been saying that he isn't necessarily going to shoot this down. He will respect the views of those who want to air these concerns. He thinks it's a constructive process as long as it doesn't hold up the debate here in Parliament. Dominic.
Tom Iggulden reporting.